Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update. Okay, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, the one and only coolest man fan of all Queens, New York. We finally made it to March, guys. March, finally. Kind of be like deja vu for this month at this point because of, you know, this month started it all last year because of this virus thing. And, so we're going to get through this together. We're going to get through this month, no problem. And, so I cannot wait to I got for this episode planned, and I am very excited to sure you get everything that's in the world right now. Oh, before we get us on to this podcast, I just wanted to give a little shout out to Rita's daughter, Daniela, who listens to this podcast every single week. Shout out to you, Daniela. Thank you so much. And thank you for following this podcast. It really means a lot to me. And tell your kids I said hello. I love you guys so much. And also, 30,000 of you played this podcast? That is nuts. You're the coolest man fans in the entire world who listen to my podcast every single week. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Again, the reason why the man fans is a family is because you tune in every single week. And I just want to say thank you so much. And the 1 year anniversary of this podcast is coming up soon. So I can't wait to celebrate this podcast very, very soon. But until then, I got some plans for you guys. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure you put on the post notifications on my stories to get notified when a new podcast goes up. Okay, let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. One of my favorite human beings of all time and one of my favorite artists. I can't believe I've been a fan of this guy for 11 years. And I just want to say happy birthday to this man, Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber has been in my life for like 11 years. His music has been like inspiring for me. Even when I'm had bad days, his music just suits me. Again, Justin, he's a really good person. And, Justin, I hope you have a great birthday, and hope us bleepers can put on your fine smile on your face every single day. And, happy 27th birthday to Justin Bieber, and I hope I get to see his concert tour very, very soon. And pre-order his new album, Justice, that comes out March 19th, so make sure you do that. Okay, on to the next topic. We got new Tom Holland content, people. His new movie, Chaos Walking, comes out this Friday. We got triple the actors. Daisy Ridley from Star Wars, Tom Holland, who played Spider-Man, and Nick Jonas, one of my favorite artists of all time, is gonna be in this movie. I am very, very excited to see Chaos Walking in theaters pretty soon. If not, triple the actors that I like, how can you not? Make sure you see Chaos Walking this Friday at home or safe movie theaters safely. And I cannot wait to see this movie very, very soon. So, Chaos Walking comes out March 5th, and I cannot wait to see how this first project of Tom Holland turns out for me, so I hope I like it, and I hope we do it. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 18 of Danger Force, Twin It to Win It. This episode, the siblings are at it again, at each other. This is the mess of all time, and, this is everything that the twins, like, you know, Mika and Miles always compete against each other. And like I say, Mika always loves a competition. So. Oh my god, would you look at the time. I gotta go and set up for the new Danger Force episode. So make sure you tune in for that. And I cannot wait to recap this episode just like I did with all the other man fans who love this episode. And, so the recap of the episode is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Y'all, see you there. This just in. We got a Danger Force update. So I'm going to recap episode 18 of Danger Force, Twin It to Win It. This episode, oh boy, it's involved a competition between Mika and Miles. You know, they're twins who like competing against each other, and it's just a mess, and let's just say that everything is going to be a huge mess at the end, and oh boy, so this episode involves Mika and Miles, but you get the point. And they're doing a competition, but let's see what they're competing for. Let's see about that. So, make sure you get your kiddos ready, or teenagers who are a fan of the show, up to the speaker to listen on the podcast, because this episode is about to blow you away. If you haven't yet, congratulations. So, yeah, let's get this party started, and let's begin. The episode opens with the streets, and then we cut to Mika's room. Mika's on her treadmill kind of thing, and Miles is on her bed. And the announcer said, "You're watching the Quibble Channel. We'll be right back with more Dog Judge Traffic Court." Woof. To Miles was stroking the stuffed animal, and the commercial voice said, "It's a new season at Fred Lobster." Cut to the commercial, and Mika says, "Toss me the remote," and cut. Mika said, "I went to fast forward through the commercials." Tomorrow said, "I got it. I'm better at fast forwarding than you are." Captain Mika said, "False." Mika said, "I am the goat of the remote." And he presses the button, cuts to both of them. And Mika said, "You go too slow." Says, "You go too fast." Mika said, "But you can't fast forward too fast. It doesn't make sense." Says, "You always end up bedooping and then deleting whatever we're watching." Mika said, "I do not bedoop it." So you gotta go nice and easy. That's the way of the Miles. And he presses the button, cut to the commercial on the TV, and still on, girl on the commercial said, "In these unprecedented times, Fred Lobster is serving up shrimp and an apology." And cut to Miles, who is making lots of faces, and cut to Mika walking up to her brother, and cut to her, and she said, "The way of the Miles didn't even make it through a commercial, through a single commercial." And cut to Miles said, "The Fred Lobster apology commercial is like 3 minutes long." And cut to her, Mika walking towards the TV, and cut to the girl in the commercial said, "Fred's words were taken out of context. Fred was quoting something else." And cut to Mika pressing the remote. She said, "The way of the Miles." The Miles said, "Too fast." To Mika said, "This is the Mika method." And cut to both of them. Miles stands on the, "Too fast, I say." Cut to the TV screen while it's fast forward on the way. And if she passed a few buttons, she should dupe the whole thing, and now the whole show is erased. And cut to the both of them, and then Miles says, "Oh, you duped it." And cut to Mika said, "What the?" And cut to both of them again, and Miles said, "You duped, just like I said you would." And cut to both of them in different angles, and now, Dog Judge is deleted. Cut to Mika said, "Well," her brother's next door said, "Well, I didn't mean to." And cut while they were arguing, and Miles said, "Oh, well, you did." And cut to both of them. "It doesn't mean you didn't mean to do it." And cut to both of them arguing, and then somehow their dad, Herman, just walked through the door, crying while they're still arguing, and Herman's like, and cut to the both of them looking at their dad crying. And Herman was cut to the three, then and Herman with the kids, like, "My horse, my saddle." And while Herman was sitting down with all these crying things, and cut to all three, and Mika's like, "Mom!" And cut to both Mika and Miles, but Mika said, "Dad's crying and we can't understand him again." Cut to Angela while walking both to her husband and the kids and say, "Yeah, he's been crying all day." And she twisted the clothing, and then all the tears fell out of it. And cut to both of them, but Miles said, "Why?" So Angela said, He went... Cut to Angela with Herman on the screen. So he went through horseback riding this morning. Then somebody stole his saddle while looking at her husband. And cut to them. Then Mika said, "Aw, Dad, what happened?" Cut to Herman said, "I was running with my honeys." It cut to the both of them again. Cut to Herman. And I up to eat some really. Cut to all of them again. Angela said, interpreting, he said, "He went riding with his buddies." And cut a close-up shot of her, and then they stopped to get some chili. Cut to the both of them again, and cut to Hermes, and I'm on my saddle. And cut to Angela, and someone stole the saddle. Cut to the both of them, cut to Hermes, and I want that saddle. It owes me $6,000. Cut to Angela with both the kids, and she loved that saddle. It's $6,000. $6,000? Cut to all of them while Angela was about to hit her husband with the towel. And then Miles stopped her, and then Mika was like, "Hey!" To Herman said, Miles was like, "Mom? Mom?" While she was kind of breathing, while Miles was by her side, and Herman on one side. Cut to Mika said, while Herman was there, Mika said, "Dad, you listen to me." I cut to both Mika and Miles, but Mika said, "I'm going to find whoever stole your $6,000 saddle." Cut to Herman said, "Oh, ooh, I don't know that." And she says, "Yeah, how are you going to do that?" To Mika and Miles, but Mika said, "With effort. I will not rest until I find it." To Miles said, "Actually, I'm going to find that saddle while sitting next to the window thing." And while Mika turned around and looked at her brother, screamed, and he said, "And I'm going to rest the whole time." To Mika said, "Oh, what are you going to do? Just sit there and let the universe bring the saddle to you?" And cut to Miles said, "What are you going to do? Go too fast and delete the saddle?" And cut to Mika said, "That doesn't make sense." Said, "It does if you don't think about it." Mika said, "Since when does not thinking solve anything?" And cut to Miles said, "How about you stick around and find out?" And cut to all of them. And Mika's like, "Oh, you want to go?" Mika and Miles were arguing. Then Angela turned around and saw her kids fighting. Angela's doing her stuff. "Stop it!" And she put her hand in front of Miles and said, "Stop!" And he backed up. And while she walking toward her husband, said, "You're upsetting Big Herm." To the both of them, cut to Angela's arm on her husband, and Angela's like, "Honey." Cut to the both of the kids, and cut to Angela and Herman, said, "Why don't you go take a bath?" To Herman with his wife, said, "I don't want to take a bath." To Angela's like, "Not in the close bathtub, the nice one." To the both of them, and Mika Miles cut to them, saying, Mika's like, "Can I get in there first?" And cut to Herman and said, "No." And cut to Angela beside him and said, he said, "No," and turned her head toward her husband. Cut to Mika and Miles, but Mika said, "But your last sad baths in the night top lasts for days." And while he was standing back up, Herman was turning, running while walking towards the end of the door. He said, "And hurry up, and I saddle." And cut to the both of them confused, and cut to Angela and Mika and Miles, and Angela's like, "Then you better hurry up and find a saddle." To the both Mika and Miles, and Mika's like, "I will." And Miles is like, "Actually, I will." And Mika's like, "Oh!" And she's like, "Guess what one of you better, because I want to use the nice one." And Angela just walked out of the door, and Mika closed the door, and while Mika was walking towards Miles, and Mika said, "I'm going to find that saddle." And they got interrupted by this off-screen, their neighbor. "Is everything okay over there?" And cut to Miles. "I heard crying." Cut to Mika said, "Yeah, we're fine, Miss Offscreen." Cut to the both of them with Miss Offscreen off screen. Said, "Okay, I'll go back to watching Dog Judge then." Cut to the both of them, and then Miles said, "Wish I could go back to Dog Judge." On the screen, "What happened? Did Mika badoop it?" Cut to Miles making faces and Mika making faces. "She badooped it, didn't she?" And Mika had enough of it, so she walked towards the bedroom window. She said, "I'm going to take your signs to mean that she did indeed." And then she closed the bedroom window. Cut to Miles and said, Mika said, "Get out of my room." And he looked back toward his sister and then closed the door. And now it's back to the man's nest. And we see Miles doing an old-timey TV. And while Mika was on the other corner looking for her dad's saddle, Bose was there on the corner. And while Chapo was looking through snacks to make sure they were watching something. And Mika's like, so then I got security camera footage from Tailhead parking lot and someone's driver's license plate. They cut to Chapo and they got to her. Heck to the DMV to find out where they lived. But tonight, I'm going to sneak over there to their houses and find who stole my dad's saddle. Cut to Bose with Mika, but Bose said, I was just looking for my donut. So Mika said, oh, it's in your hand. Cut to Bose looking at his hand, but giving him her the signal, it's not there. Cut to Mika's like, the other one. And then Bose looked at his other hand, and he was shocked. And Bose is like, oh, it's always in the last hand I look at. Good luck finding the boat. And somehow Mika was stunned by what Bo said. And then come to the man's nest door. The man's nest door opens up and then Schwartz is in his swag and then race it off screen. I will wear these for the rest of my life if I have to. Schwartz said, sup, fams? Cut to Chapa, Miles, and Bo. And Chapa's like, sup? And Miles like, what's up, big dog? Cut to Chapa with Schwartz and he said, Chapa's like, what's up with Ray? Cut to Schwartz. Oh, I'm on a laundry strike. So he's in his bedroom wearing a pink sweatsuit one of his ex-girlfriends left behind. Cut to Ray near the man's nest door and Ray said, yeah, and I look amazing. Cut to Schwartz. He's gonna pout until I agree to wash clothes again. And while Chapa was getting arrested, he started to go to Bows and Miles. Miles said, so that's why all these laundry bags are in here. Cut to Bose said, I thought they were just super dope beanbags. Cut to Bose, Miles, and Chapa said, still can be. Cut to Schwartz said, if Ray thinks I'm doing laundry on Coyote weekend, he can. And he mutters in his native language. And cut to Miles said, speaking of that, Schwartz, did you know that Chapa has never seen any of the Jacob's Coyote movies? Schwartz is like, no. Cut to Chapa imitating Schwartz. Yes! And cut to all of them, Schwartz, Bose, Chapa, and Miles. So I said, oh, then we have to watch them all together. Cut to Miles said, that's why I set up this old-timey TV. And cut to Bose said, but we gotta watch them in the correct order. Cut to all of them again. And Bose and Miles and Houston start with 7, then 2. They cut to Bose and Miles. And then Jacob's cut Coyote 5. Coyote drift 7 again. The Coyote's cut. The deleted scenes of 8. Chapa said, can we just start the movies? And cut to all of them. And cut to Mika said, can you guys do me a favor and watch somewhere else? I'm trying to find out who stole my dad's saddle. And the boat said off screen, whoa. And cut to both. He said, first your boat and now your saddle? Tough week, Mika. Cut to Mika said, actually, I'm going to find it first. Mika said, you're not even trying. Cut to Mika said, actually, that's the way of the Miles. Chapa said, can we please start watching the Jacob's Coyote movies? Just wanted to say, well, Chapa was off screen next to her and said, yeah, quick before an emergency call comes in and you all have to leave. Cut to Bose and says, that's terrible. And cut to Miles said, that would be awful. And they were all eating their candy to their mouths. And cut to Chapa and she had an idea and said, wait, your dad's saddle got stolen? Cut to Miles said, that's right. Cut to Chapa said, and I want to watch all the Jacob's Coyote movies on an old-timey TV. Cut to Bose said, best way to watch them. Miles said, that's right. Cut to Chapa said, but I won't be able to if we have to go out and fight crime every 5 minutes. Cut to Swan says, that's right. And she got an idea, so she sat up and well, she said, Mika. And Mika said, not interested. Up and said, how about a little competition with your brother? And cut to Mika said, already in one. And cut to Chapa again, she says, how about a bigger competition? And cut to Mika's like, I'm listening. And cut to the both of them. And Chapa said, you think your way of catching crimps is better, right? Cut to Mika and said, Mika method. Hard work pays off. And she turns to Miles and said, and you think your way beats Mika's? Cut to Miles and said, the way of the Miles. I let the criminals, cut to all of them, and said, come to me. And she almost said, then prove it. And then Sue's out to her and said, have a contest and see whose system of catching crimes is better. Cut to Mickey and said, yes, I'm in. Where do we start? Now? Do we start now? And cut to the both of them again. She said, can we start now? How about now? And cut to her again. Or now, can someone please answer me so I can stop asking questions? Cut to Chopper and looking at Miles. She said, you win? Cut to Miles. She's like, fine. But only to teach Mika a lesson about. And cut to Chopper and Mika and said, and Mika's like, already competing. Cut to Chopper's like, you look for your death saddle. We'll cut the number of criminals you catch along the way. To Miles and then Chopper again. Whoever catches the most criminals by the time Coyote Weekend is over gets to live. While she puts in her fist and electricity came out of it. And somehow Mika was completely shocked. And cut to both like, awesome. And the cut to Schwartz like, ah, very smart. And both said, oh, soon, I like that idea. Cut to Mika said, how about the winner gets to get a victory bath in the nice tub after our dad finally gets out? To Mika was like, ooh. I was like, that's better. Cut to Mika said, for me, because I'm going to win. And cut to Miles said, eh. Travis next to Mika said, I still like my steaks better, but. And a coyote howls off screen. And cut to Schwartz said, Jacob's coyote day is starting. And cut to Mika back to her seat. And Travis said, yes, it's on. And cut to Ray off screen. Man's Nest door said, guys watching Jacob's Coyote without me? Cut to Schwaz, Chopper, Miles, and both in unison and said, yes! Cut to Ray again off screen and said, could someone set up an elaborate series of mirrors so I can watch while I'm pouting? Cut to Schwaz, Chopper, Miles, and both again in unison and they say, no! It's the end of that. And now the Jane DeForest theme song comes on, and that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. Now we're at Swag Academy off the Gifted. We see Bose, Chopper, and Ray in his pink sweatsuit that he was talking about. And aka Swavio Academy of the Gifted. And then that's it on to see who he said, we now return to Jacob's Coyote. Howl to the chief. And they were watching said, Jacob's father said, Jacob, you gotta talk to your coyote. I mean, heck, he's the president now. Cut to Chopper said, good dialogue. Cut to Bose said, right? Jacob said, that coyote is more of a father to me than you'll ever be. And cut to Ray while mimicking the lines, he said, what would make you so sure? And cut to Bose said, that he is not the father. Cut to all three of them, and Chopper's like, what the? And Bose said, don't ruin this. And Jacob's father said, that's right, Jacob. That coyote is. And somehow a cricket started chirping. All of them were mad, and Ray's like, what the heck? Bo's like, was that a cricket? Chopper's like, you ruined it! And Ray paused the movie, and Ray's like, what the cricket was that noise? Chopper said, sounded like a cricket, sir. And caught to Chopper putting her hands on Bo's, and because is the coyote Jacob's father? And caught to Ray's like, and the cricket loudly chirps again while Ray was starting to look around. And then Chopper used her electricity on Ray's feet. And then he got shocked. Ray's like, I said, shh. And cut to Chopper said, with Bose. And Chopper's like, sorry. Cut to Bose said, let's just turn the volume up. And Ray's like, I could tell already that cricket thing is going to be a problem. While walking towards something. And then the cricket chirps again. Cut to Ray said, this cricket wants to play some games? Okay, let's see how it plays a little game I like to play. Smoky poison can't. And he pulls the thing on the string and then goes where the smoke board is and the smoke goes everywhere. And he's like, and we're back while walking towards the chair. And then Bose and Chopper started to cough. And Chopper went to him and said, did you say smoky poison can? They say, yeah, I know it's not the best game for a game, but don't worry. I got a gas mask. And he put the gas mask on his head. Cut to Bose and Chopper say, do you happen to have two gas masks, do you, sir? And cut to Ray say, oh! Say, good call. Safety first. And then And then, Chop on Balls on one. Ray put two or three Gathmax on him, and then they run out the door to get the smoke out of their system. And Ray's like, yeah. And it's cut back to the man's nest while Mika was looking for something. There's a Easter egg about the wall dogs and everything like that, and the fudge girls and everything. And that's a great Easter egg, the wall dogs. Love that episode. Henry and the bad girl. Bad episode. Good episode. And cut to AWOL say, yes, just got another one. Cut to Shadow say, you caught a criminal? It was like, no, I just roped another steer in this cowboy video game. Shadow say, there's no way you're winning this competition. And cut to AWOL say, yeah, I am. You see, well, towards the screen, towards Shadow said, by riding a virtual horse, I'm putting myself in Dad's mindset when he lost his saddle. And while he was turning the tablet towards him again, she says, wait. So you're still trying to find Dad's saddle? I thought we were competing to catch more criminals. He was like, I could do two things at once, Mika. Cut to Shadow said, you could lose two things at once. Cut to A was like, that laugh was weak. Was fake. Shadow said, do you seriously think you're going to win? Because if so, this is really sad. I said, you know what, Mika? Oh, wow. And cut to Schwa is going, dragging something in the man's nest. And while they were shouting, he's like, I'm actually sorry for you. I'm really sorry for you. I said, just a human being. You should be. I'm going to win, and you're going to be mad. And somehow, Schwa interrupted both of them with his whistle. And they both got scared. And AWOL's ears were so blown up, and AWOL said, whoa, dude, I have sensitive ears. And Schwa's like, oh. And AWOL's like, yeah, man. And he blows the whistle and gets in front of him, and he covers his ears again. Cuts out Shadow and AWOL, and Shadow's like, what's with the outfit? And Schwa's in the thing, too. And cut to AWOL's like, did you get a job at Boot Locker? Cut to Schwa's with both of them and said, no, I got a job at Ladies Boot Locker. To the both of them, and Miles like, nice, and gives him the fist. Schwa said, I got something for you. And he went to with something that was covered, and it was a scoreboard. Kachi was like, ah, you got us a scoreboard. Schwa said, yes, for this contest. And while Miles was walking towards the scoreboard, for this contest you are currently engaged in to keep score. It's a visual aid. And cut to AWOL said, where'd you get it? Well, put the scoreboard with the wires. And Schwartz is like walking and say, at the scoreboard store. And while Mika was shocked before he said that, and AWOL was just looking at the scoreboard. And Schwartz is like, so, what's the score? Schwa was like, I'm winning. I coughed two criminals last night. Put it on the board, Schwa. And while Shadow was toying away by his game system again, he said, I said, put it on the board. Schwa was like, what do you think I'm doing? And Shadow's like, while putting the baton thing on the board, he's like, and I'm also close in the graffiti case. I think it's the wall dogs, but it could also be the graffiti girls. And I narrowed it down to three suspects for the fudge heist. Cut to AWOL and to Shadow. It's either the fudge girls, the fudge dog, or the fudge cats. And cut to Schwaz while she says, either way, I have these cases wrapped up by the end of the day. And cut to Miles and cut to AWOL and Shadow and said, and maybe even got some for by my dad's saddle. Meanwhile, my old Miles here will probably still be playing video games. Cut to video game voice said, go get him, cowboy. Cut to AWOL said, ha, roped another steel. Cut to Shadow said, I'm so gonna win. Cut to Schwaz, he was like, ah, the scoreboard police. And some of the doorbell rings in the man's nest, and somehow three girls with fudge on their faces were looking like so confused. And cut to Shadow on. And the board said, Miles, honey, go get the door. I'm busy winning. And while Miles was walking towards the thing, Mika's shout-out said on screen, "The reason I think it's the fudge dogs is because I found paw prints." And while was opening the door, said, "Hello, ladies." And the fudge girl said, "We're sorry." And all three of them, and it was like, "For what?" And fudge girl number two said, "We stole the fudge, obviously." And we're showing the hands to AWOL. I was like, "Ah." And cut to fudge girl number three said, "But now we feel guilty and we want to turn ourselves in." And cut to AWOL said, "Of course you do." And cut to shadow's like, "No." AWOL's like, "Oh, yes." And fudge girl number one said, "Take us to jail." AWOL's like, "My pleasure. Just one moment. Someone hit me 3 times. And somehow Schwartz was going to his side of the one, hit the scoreboard 3 times. And Shadow was just so mad. And he was like, "If you ladies want to just climb aboard." And all the ladies climbed aboard. And then cut to Schwartz giving them a thumbs up. And cut to AWOL said, "Nice." And he did the power and went to the jail. And then Shadow tried to stop her, but she couldn't. So Shadow turned around and said, "It's okay. It's fine. I'll just have to work that much harder." Cut to Schwartz and cut to Shadow and said, "Can I borrow the mancopter?" Cut to Schwartz says, "You need the pilot's license." So the both of them said, "What about the man van?" Shadow said, and then Schwartz says, "Driver's license." Cut to Shadow and said, "The fishbone?" Schwartz says, "Fishing license." And cut to Shadow and said, "Ugh! Well, I need a way to get around town and catch a bunch of crimps." Just was it, "You can take the man bug, it drives itself." Shadow's like, "So I don't need a license for that?" Cut to Schwartz said, "All you need are these ritual pair of shades." And somehow she tosses the Schwartz to Shadow, and she puts them on, and then she fits Schwartz, and then AWOL just came back by the door. And cut to AWOL and said they had a friend. And Forge Girl number four just ran toward the door. Forge Girl number four said, "Don't forget me. I need to go to jail too." And cut to AWOL says, "That makes 4. And Shadow was just so shocked. And cut to Schwartz with Schwartz's shocked face. And Schwartz says, "Nice." And somehow he does the teleportation again and hit the button again. And that's about it. So we're in the street, and then Man Buggy. And we see Shadow in there. She said off screen, "Night after night, I patrol these crime-ridden streets. Actually, I just started 5 minutes ago." And then she said suddenly, "Ooh, a bad guy! Turn around, Man Buggy!" And then the man buggy turned around, and then his tire screeches. And she said, "This city takes a toll on 75 cents to be specific." And there was a criminal in the background, the man buggy. And Shadow's like, "I'm so sorry, I don't have any change. Just mail a ticket to the man's fence and I'll pay." And then she saw us doing the dude at Khalid Legal, and she lowers down her sunglasses and she said, "Wait a second," and she said, "Are you illegally streaming a children's television show on your phone?" Cut to the criminal. The girl criminal on Jamie said, "Is that some kind of crime?" Cut to Shadow said, "It's called piracy, matey." And cut to the two criminals that are in a man buggy. And Shadow said, "Quite the coincidence that you were committing piracy while wearing an eye patch." Jamie next to Shadow said, "I see that now. With my one good eye." And the song said, "I found you, I found you." And then the sirens were blaring. And while she was drinking her coffee, and somehow the coffee cup just went out of her hands because of the wind. And now there was saxophone music. And the guy who plays the saxophone is right next to her. And so I said, "Turns out playing meaningful saxophone music in public without a license is a crime." And the jazz player was shocked, and he kept playing. He's like, "Sorry, this song is very moving, but you're only making it worse for yourself, Stephen Gregory." And then she was using her head to rock, and the saxophone music came on. And now we're back at the Swag, aka Swag Academy of the Gifted. And now we saw Chapa, Miles, Bowes, and Schwaz watching Coyote. We now return to Jacob, Coyote, Hal, to the Chief. And we see Mika coming down the thing with her chair and walking towards them. And Mika's like, "How's Coyote weekend?" Schwaz said, "Shh, it's almost over." Cut to Mika's like, "Where's Ray?" Cut to Bowes, like, "He's passed out in the other room." And cut to Mika's like, "Why?" Cut to Schwaz, "Because I keep telling him to stop buying gas masks with guys in gas station." Cut to him and one nigga's in gas station parking lots, but he keeps doing it anyway. Schwaz said, "They're so cheap," while walking towards store. Bowes is like, "Guys, quiet. Coyote weekend builds to this moment." And cut to all of them. Jacob said, but Coyote, you can talk now? Jacob's Coyote said, "Talk like Michael Caine." And he said, "It would. Then I can. Can I make you a cup of tea?" And Chopper's like, "Wait." I said, "Jacob's Coyote is British." Schwaz said, "Yes." And cut to Miles said, "He makes the best tea." And cut to Bowes said, "Just watch. This explains everything." And Jacob said, "But how could you be British?" Jacob's Coyote said, "I can explain everything." Bowes says, "Told ya." And somehow the cricket was done again. And Schwaz's like, "Aye!" And he throws the remote at the old TV. Raise the same cricket again. And somehow Chopper was using her electric powers on the shield to see what happens. And Bowes said, "How is that thing not dead from the poison gas?" And Captain Mika's like, "Whoa, hey. What are you guys doing?" Chopper said, "We're trying to end the stupid cricket that keeps interrupting our movies." And the cricket chirps again. And Captain Mika said, "Well, it sounds like the cricket noise is coming from there." And it came from Bowes' pocket on his phone. Oh, jeez. Captain Chopper said, "It's in Bowes' pocket. Get it!" And he used her powers on Bowes. He's like, "Ow!" And Schwaz was kicking him and saying, "What the heck?" And it was and Chopper kicked him again. He's like, "Ow!" Boy, they're doing the karate pose. And Mika's like, wait. "Bowes? Honey?" Cut to Mika's like, "Is it possible the cricket noise is a ringtone on your phone?" Bowes like, "I don't have a phone, remember? Some boy stole it. That's why I'm always angry." Cut to Miles doing the faces like, "Oh boy." Stuff. And cut to Bowes is like, "It's kind of my origin story." And cut to Chapa, who is Meg. I was like, "That's my origin story." Chapa's like, "No. And I remember because I wrote note to self in my." And we saw Chapa doing the "Oh boy" look with her nose. And Schwaz was just like standing there and Bowes said, "Phone." And we saw Miles doing a lot of faces. Cut to, he said, "Okay, which one of you are twins?" And Mika's like doing the "Oh my god" gesture. Chapa said, "Someone call him." Cut to Schwaz said, "You want me to call or?" Cut to Chapa said, "It does not matter." Schwaz said, "Okay, I'll do it, no problems." And somehow Schwaz calls Bowes' phone, and then the Bowes first start playing the crickets chirping. And Bowes tried to break the silence, like, "Oh man, I've got a lot of voicemails." And it cuts out to Chapa with her mad look, and then Schwaz with his mad look. And cuts up all three, and then said, "You guys are going to chase me out of the room while kicking me in the butts, right?" Cut to Schwaz and says, "Yeah." And Chapa's like, "Oh, yeah, all of them." And Bowes is like, "Ah!" And then he was walking out the door while Chapa and Schwaz were chasing her. "No one is madder at me than me!" And Bowes is like, "Ah!" Cut to Mika said, "You're not going to go with him? We'll go with him?" And cut to Maya said, "I didn't want to kick Bowes in the butts, but for some reason, I feel like the universe is telling me to remain here. Cut to both and cut to him and cut to for now. He cut to mom and said, "Sup with you?" Tamika said, "I'll tell you what's up." While kicking the bean back, he said, "I'm up by 29 crimps. Grinding all night in the man buggy." Cut to Miles and cut to Mika's in. "And now I'm winning by 33-4. And the contest runs on 5 minutes. So, looks like I got a victory bath in my future." And there was a knock on the door. And then Miles did the chuckling face. "You want to get the door this time? Could be a bunch of criminals." Mika and Laugh say, oh, yeah, I'm sure it's just a bunch of criminals. Just open the door and show me. How many are out there?" Cut to Miles like, "Suit yourself." Cut to Mika while Miles was opening the door. Cut to the mighty Crims baseball player up at the door and said, "Excuse me, is this the swell of the Academy for the Gifted?" Cut to Miles said, "Yes, he is." Cut to Mika said, "Told you it wasn't a bunch of criminals." And the mighty Crims baseball player said, "We're a bunch of criminals." Mika said, "What?" Cut to the mighty Crims baseball player, "And someone stole the scoreboard from the field. We were playing the Swabu softball league." And cut to both of them, and while Miles was doing his gestures, and Mika was so defeated. And the arson boy said that we saw the little guy that stole it and bring it to the building. I got 3 whole softball teams of criminals right behind me. We keep forgetting the score. The girl criminal said, "We were winning." The other criminal said, "No, you wouldn't. No, you weren't." And the mighty Crims baseball player said, "As you can see, we really need the scoreboard back." Cut to Miles and Mika and he said, 3 whole softball teams of criminals, huh?" And cut to Mika said, "No." The mighty Crims baseball player said, "Yes." Cut to Miles next to Mika said, "And how many criminals are on each team?" And cut to the mighty Crims baseball player and said, 10. For a total of 30 criminals. And cut to Mika said, "Oh, come on!" Cut to Miles said, "I do believe that is one more than 33. Cut to the mighty Crims basketball player and said, "So? What are you trying to get a new scoreboard or something?" Miles says, "Not even a little bit. Come on in, criminals." And we see, like, a couple of seconds later, go criminal after criminal after criminal. It's like, a clown car, but it's ridiculous. And we see the last criminal get in the school, and somehow Mika and Miles stitched the school. And Miles says, and he closes the door, and then he presses the button on his phone to lock the doors. And my Crims baseball player says, "Hey, let all of us 30 us criminals out." And now we're back to Swag, a.k.a. Swabby Academy for the Gifted, at the front door. And Miles like, "Hello, Swabby Police? Yeah, I'm just trapped 30 criminals inside my school." And cut to Mika and said, "Please. Please come and get them." And somehow, Mika was so mad. To Miles said, "My sensitive ear!" And Mika super screams, "Ah!" And somehow the bird just came out of the ground. And that was the end of that. That is the end of part 2. Now here's part 3. We're at Hip Hop Puree, and we see Mika and Choppa sitting with their purees. Mika's like, "It's not fair. I worked so hard. He worked so soft. Why did he win?" Cut to Choppa said, "I don't know." Cut to Mika said, "It's not fair." Choppa said, "Hey, you know what that reminds me of?" Cut to both of them said, "You're familiar with Jacob's Coyote franchise, right?" Mika said, "Not at all." And Choppa said, "Wow. Remember back at the time before JC came into my life?" Tamika's like, 2 days ago? Cut to Choppa said, "Yeah. That's right." Anyway, when Jacob and Coyote were on their way to back from Mars with the nuclear, and cut to Mika's, "Wait, Mars?" Choppa said, "Yeah. Amazing, right?" I mean, cut to the both of them, "I don't want to hear about Jacob's Coyote. I want to hear that we live in a world where work pays off and answers to all our problems just doesn't don't just walk in through the door." And then some old lady came in, which is Priscilla, with a saddle. She's like, hey there. And cut to Charlie. Like, I'll tell you later, but you're going to love it. And cut to Priscilla, putting the saddle down. Priscilla's like, I don't have any money. Could I pay for my puree with a stolen saddle? And when Mika heard that, her head jolted. And cut to Mika said, did she just say stolen saddle? Charlie said, she did. And cut to the saddle with the big Herm. And what are the chances her name is Big Herm? Tamika's so shocked. It's like, that's my dad's name. Cut to Chubb and said, looks like the answer to all your problems just came through that door, my friend. And she popped the gum in her mouth and cut to Choppa. And Mika's like, do not let her leave. Choppa's like, okay. While Mika was walking towards the door, changed the shout out. And Choppa's like, hey, you. Cut to Priscilla, she said, me? Chubba said, yeah, don't leave. Priscilla's like, okay. And cut to Shadow busting through the door. And she's like, hey, you. Priscilla's like, I said I wasn't leaving. And my name isn't you. And while Chubba's foot was on the saddle, it's Priscilla. And why is everybody yelling at me? Shadow's like, oh, do you want me to yell at you? Cut to Priscilla and cut to Chubba. You done messed up now, Priscilla. Cut to Priscilla. What did I do? Some of the shadows as her super scream. Ah! And she was blown away by the thing. And the shadow's like, that was so cool. And cut to Chubba wandered through the saddle. Don't hate me. But it's just like in Jacob's Coyote 14, not another Teen Coyote movie, part one. And then Shadow takes the Seattle from Choppa, and Choppa's like, no, listen. While walking through the door, it's really good, okay? It also starts in Mexico. Cut to the worker going through, seeing them walking through the door, Priscilla on the floor. And cut to Mika's world, while Mika and her dad and were crying, and then Mika's mom was so happy, and Herman said, crying, I love you. Mika's crying, saying, I love you too. And while she was hugging her father, and Miles would have walked in front of her with his robe and everything, I'm about to take the best bath of my life, walking towards them, and then Miles saw it and was like, wait, what are you crying about? And cut to Mika was looking at her brother and said, I found Daddy's saddle. Miles is like, oh, no. Cut to Herman and said, yes. And then Angela said, he said yes. He said, yeah, I got that. And he dragged his sister toward the other side. How did you find the saddle? And cut to Mika with Miles with an, I don't know. I was a hip-hop puree. I was mad at you and the world. And then I just let it all go. And as soon as that saddle thief walked right through the front door, when my saw that he's got some faces with the saddle, I just got a win with the saddle. So I got a win too, dear brother. Cut to both of them, and Miles said, yes, you did. Cut to Mika said, thank you. Miles said, by walking the way of the miles. And Mika's like, no. Miles said, you finally sat back and let the criminal come to you. Mika's like, it was just a coincidence. Cut to Mika. Miles said, I think you learned something from me today, Mika. Mika said, I learned nothing from no one. Miles said, you learned that the way of the miles is a superior path. You're welcome. And Mika's like, I am not welcome. And Andrew's like, what's going on? Both of them said, what's going on over there? Miles said, learning. And cut to Mika said, there's no learning. And Miles said, and changing. Mika said, there's no changing. The only mistake I made was that I didn't try hard enough. Cut to both Herman and Angela. I said, but I won't make that mistake ever again. I was like, I'm going to go take my victory bath now. While he was about to walk towards the door. And she was like, I'm going to be exactly the same I was before. I said, more than even exactly the same. I was like, victory baths are just hitting different. But you wouldn't know that while he was tossing some stuff. And Mika's like, what I know is that I'm going to be bathing in the tears of my happy father. To Herman, and Angela, Herman said, what? And Angel said, yeah, what? Tamika said, and drying up with the fluffy towel of my heart. Cut to Angela, said, is she okay? And cut to Miles, like, I do not know. Tamika said, while walking towards the window, say, you hear that, neighborhood? I won! Jeremy's like, oh, all of them. But Mika said, oh, God, she's yelling at the neighborhood again. And all of them were leaving Mika's room. And Angela's like, let's go. And all of them left, and one of them closed the door. And Mika said, I am not changing our learning, ever! And Miss Oscar said, good for you, Mika. Mika said, thank you, Mrs. Oscar. Oscar said, how long do you think you'll be yelling this time? Mika said, oh, this is gonna be a long one. Mika's Oscar said, okay. And he looked at Mika's saddle and the saddle, and Mika said, my brother thinks he's right, but he's not. He's always in my... Does he even have a room? And that's the end of that. And scene. Woo! Okay, so this episode was... It was crazy. I gotta give you that much. I just felt bad for Mika, you know? She never wins anything, and somehow you gotta let the problems come to you sometimes, and just the fact that we need to let our problems come to us instead of the problems to come to them, and that's exactly the point. I just felt bad for Mika, you know? Okay, so this segment is Song of the Week, so stay tuned for that. The reason I love this segment is because I like to show my songs to you guys, and hopefully you love them as much as I do, whatever the artist that I picked. And, yeah. So, the next segment is about to start right about now. So I can see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I covered this week's topics like... I just want to say happy birthday to Justin Bieber, who turned 27 today. He's one of my favorite artists in the whole right world. I've been a fan of this guy for 11 years. You know, music gets better with age with him, and his new album, oh my God, changes. But his new album is coming out March 19th of this month. Come on. I think his music is getting better with age. So happy birthday, Justin. I hope you had a great birthday for the rest of the week. And I'm proud to be called your biggest fan. And most importantly, your important believer in all of this thing. So I just want to say happy birthday, Justin. And I hope you have an amazing and great birthday. And the new movie Chaos Walking is coming out this Friday, which I am very excited for. You might know Daisy Ridley as Rey from Star Wars, Tom Holland as Spider-Man, and of course, Nick Jonas, who I really love as a Jonas brother. He really is amazing. Triple threat of actors that I love. How can you not? And this is the coolest movie that I'm ever going to see. It's based on a book. And I think this is like the first project out of Spider-Man I'm seeing of Tom Holland. So, yeah. So it comes out March 5th. Make sure you go get your tickets in your safe cinema near you. And I'm very, very excited about this movie. And I cannot wait to see what Tom Holland's career looks like outside of the MCU. And I'm very excited to see what it turns up to be. Okay, and I recapped episode 18 of Danger Force. Twin it to win it. Oh, this was a huge mess involving a competition with the twins. And I just felt bad for Mika at the end, you know. It's... really sad that there's a life learned lesson here. You gotta let your problems walk in through the door, and sometimes you just can't do it like the hard work pays off. So that's the lesson learned here from this episode, guys. Just to let you know that, and I love this episode so much, and this was the funniest episode I have seen. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is where I share one of my favorite songs to you guys, and this theme is the Jonas Brothers. I love the Jonas Brothers. I covered up all of their albums. Now I'm going to do the singles that they did for the past year since they brought back together, and this is really amazing to me because this band has changed my life since my childhood back in 2007. How can you not love these boys? They really are amazing. And, yeah, so this first single that I'm about to show you is from a TV show called Songland. They did a guest appearance on that show, And they took a song from an artist and they made it their own. And now their song is called Greenlight, which was an artist that wrote a song and they gave it to them. And it was so cool to see how this show, I love the show, it's really fantastic. I hope you loved it too. I think this song was the cutest way that they took an artist's song and put it with them. So it was just amazing. So, so Jonas Brothers, if you're a Jonas Brothers fan and if you love their music, turn it up and sing along to the song because it makes me happy, it makes you happy. So here it is, the song, first single that I chose from their Jonas Brothers Getting Back Together from their song Songland, and it's called Green Light. So let's turn this thing up and let's get this party started, shall we? Jonas Brothers, everybody! Ow! Again, I love the song, what they did on Songland. It really is a cute song by an artist. If you haven't seen that episode yet, go to Songland, find the Jonas Brothers episode. This is how the song got put together, and I gotta say, this is the cutest. This is also a Jonas Brothers vibe, and I gotta say that this song that was picked by this artist, it's really, really amazing. So if you like the song, go to Jonas Brothers' song from Songland. You'll love it as much as I do. And make sure you see reruns of Songland. It's really an amazing series, and you give it a watch, and it's really, really fantastic. And, yeah. So that is the end of the Song of the Week, and that is the end of my podcast. So before I go, some other podcasts that you need to follow. If you want to go on a Walt Disney World trip safely in 2021 this year, and you want to keep it safe in the parks, and if you want to know each of the cast members that each of those this podcast knows, if you want tips and tricks in each of the parts, make sure you go to the Mousetrap Podcast featuring my niece Noelle, friends Maddie and Ashley. Make sure you give them a listen. It's really fantastic. And my friend Kamina, she has also a podcast, and it's called Kamina T. She does recaps of movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, and Danger Force. So, so if you're into movies, horror movies, South Park, Henry Danger, or Danger Force in particular, make sure you type in Kamina T and listen to her podcast. It's just really amazing. She's been a Mad fan since the very beginning, and if you missed those two interviews that I did with her for recaps of Danger Force episodes, it's kind of to me, Kamina T on my podcast, and you'll find them right away. So, you'll love her as much as I do, and make sure you go give her a follow. And, so I gotta go. This has been an episode for me to watch. And, so make sure you give this podcast a follow. That would be great. Also, follow me on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you listen to your podcast. And make sure you follow me on social... And share this podcast on social media, which is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So let the Man fans know that they got quarantine and got nothing to do, or they're just stuck at work from home, they can entertain themselves while they're at it. And make sure you follow me on Instagram, Miss.Holland92, and my new Twitter, MissNorman1992, for more details, and click the link in my bio for that podcast. So, and also, if you're following me on Instagram, make sure you put on the post notifications on my stories to get notified when a new podcast goes up. So, again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update. Bye-bye.